This is Eddie.
Hi, Eddie. It's Jesse with Local Splash. How are you doing?
Hey, how you doing, Jesse?
I'm great. How's your holiday going?
Great. How about yours?
Oh, it's wonderful. Thank you for asking. I appreciate that. I honestly, though, I'm a little bit glad it's almost over.
I see you on that one.
Yeah. Eddie, I would just wanted to touch base. We never ended up talking again. I was just seeing if you had talked to Hector and, you know, what your guys' plan was, kind of.
So, the thing is, Jesse, that we are interested in doing SEO for the roofing website.
Uh-huh.
But I feel like we're looking for a little bit more of a robust solution when it comes to the on-page SEO. You know, we definitely want to start building our reputation on the roofing profile, like the Google My Business profile for the roofing business.
Uh-huh.
I had a presentation with another company that really offered like a pretty much like a all-in-one solution. It is a little bit more expensive, but it seems like they have, like I said, you know, they offer a little bit more than you guys do.
Well, we only actually went over one thing. I mean, we do have other options. That isn't the only option that we have. I went over the $299 package with you, but we do have, like, Google Ads. We can do Google and Facebook Ads, you know, and then, of course, the SEO portion of it, the optimization of the content creation for, like, Yelp, Bing. You know, I mean, we do take care of everything for you. I just had gone over that one package.
So what would be like a more inclusive package? I'm not necessarily looking to do like any pay per click. I'm not huge on that. I know that you know, typically that runs through budget fairly fast. And so
yeah.
I'm not looking too much.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree. Yeah. So
here's what I'm looking for, Jesse. Like, what I really want is, I want to have like organic growth within mm-hmm. our website by mm-hmm. posting specific blogs related to keywords. I know that it typically takes a little bit of time for SEO, I mean, for you to start seeing results with SEO, which is fine, but I do want that. I also want to be able to partake on some backlinks with, you know, other industry websites so they can visit our website as well, gain a little bit of traction in that way. Also, you know, like just optimizing the overall website for SEO, you know, the page titles, the headings, the meta descriptions, all that good stuff, and then start running local ads on Google for the roofing business.
As far as the blogs go, I'm not sure about that, but we do the backlinks, you know, and the content creation for that. The blogging, I'm not sure specifically kind of what that entails. Like, what specifically do you mean by that?
Okay, so, imagine that you want to remodel your well, let's say, imagine that you want to replace your roof, okay? So you as a consumer, what will be the first thing you will do if you're looking to replace a roof? Like, what would you do if you were in need of a new roof, you personally?
Well, if I needed a new roof, I'd probably just Google it, roofing near me.
Okay, so you would Google roofing near me. So,
right.
So that will be like a specific keyword, right? So whenever you Google something near me, I want to be able to create a blog post within my website that talks about a roofing company that includes that keyword.
Yeah.
So that we can start ranking organically within within.
Okay. Yeah, so that's specifically what we do. I mean, did we end up creating a website for you? I can't remember, for the tile and stone?
No.
We didn't, because you guys already had one, right?
Yeah.
Okay, do you have one already for the roofing company?
We do, but it's not completed, and it's not a very good website, to be honest with you. Like, I'm not too happy with the work our developer did.
Okay, let me do this. I'm going to text you over an example of the website that we can create for you, and we can add those things that you're asking for. And then the great thing with our websites here, Eddie, is you get the ability to actually change anything you want to them at any given time. So in your reporting dashboard, there'll be a section when you have a website through us that you can add wording, change pictures. I mean, of course, if you don't want to do it and you're too busy, we can obviously take care of it for you. But you get the ability to change anything you want to it at any given time. So you have that freedom to it. You know, if you guys run any type of promotions or something like that, that does give you that ability. So I texted that over to you right now. You know, and of course, we would create that Google business profile, optimize that there on the first page, create Google, Facebook advertising, and then run ads through Facebook. We can attach, you know, obviously the Facebook to the website, and any type of posts you want on the website to, you know, get those keywords. But the keywords would be within the Google business profile as well as the backlinks to the website.
Okay, so I guess the only thing that I'm not understanding, and to like the research that I've done on SEO, is, for example, when you're trying to rank for a word on Google, it's to my understanding that you have to have a page, and the page essentially has to talk about the specific keyword that people are looking for online. And so I guess where like the disconnect is, where I'm not understanding, is how do you guys help us rank organically if you're not creating a blog post within the website? Like, how does that work?
Well, did you look at the website I sent over? Because it does have that within the about section or the services. What?
Did you just send it right now?
Yeah, I just texted it to you.
All right, hold on, let me see.
I mean, of course, this is just an example, right? I mean, it would be obviously tailored to more specifically what you're wanting and what you are your business, but at least you can get kind of an idea of it.
And so, this is very similar to what we already have. Hold on, let me send it to you. I mean, like I said, it's not fully completed yet.
Mm-hmm.
But hold on, let me go ahead and forward this to you so you can see.
Sure. If you just reply to that text I just sent, it will come to me. Did you send it?
Yeah, you didn't get it?
No, you replied to the text message I just sent you, right?
Yeah.
Well, just tell me what it is. I'll just put it in.
Sharplineroofing.com. Sharp, like a sharp edge, line, roofing.com.
Okay, I mean, it is kind of similar, I would say, but the major, I know you said it's not all the way completed, but we would at least add more pages, and then we would also, you know, we can add things like chatbots, like scheduling, there's the ability to, add payment to the website. So, I mean, there's a ton of different features that we actually have on our websites that we can create on them that are included at no additional cost. So, it would, because as of right now, I mean, like I said again, I know you said it's not fully completed, but as of right now, it looks like you basically just have a landing page. And it's a pretty expensive landing page, but when it's only one page, that's considered a landing page. So it's not a fully customized website like we would create for you. And our websites, the great thing about them, Eddie, is they're mobily optimized. Again, they're managed, maintained. We do the SEO, the backlinks on them. So everything is included with that within the SEO process and getting you guys optimized and getting you a Google Business Profile. And then eventually, once you guys have some more online presence, then doing the Google Guaranteed.
Okay, so what exactly comes included with the website? Like how many pages and what type of pages? Like are we talking about gallery, like for pictures and stuff like that, or how many pages?
It typically starts with five. You have the homepage, services, about, gallery, but you can add more than that. So you can add more pages, whatever, you know, you think would be best for your company. And then, again, you can add chatbots, you can add scheduling, you can add payment to the website. You can make it so they can directly contact you. They can leave reviews to any of your directory listings, as well as to Google itself. And then the backlinks. So that would be, everything included there in that website.
And is that all included in the same price?
Yes, absolutely.
So we're talking $250.
So at the time I had told you $299 with a $99 setup fee. But we do have, actually right now, Eddie, we do have a special going on for the holiday, which is actually why I called you again. So I can actually do it for $249, and then have the $99 setup fee. So it'd be just the $348 to get you started, and then $249 there going forward with the website, the Facebook ads, the creating you a Google Business Profile, optimizing the Google Business Profile. We do create a Facebook Business Profile, getting you on the top directory listings. I mean, you already have a customized tracking and reporting system. I'm not sure, since this is a different company, they might just give you they probably will give you a different customized tracking and reporting system specifically for this business. So that would be everything that would be included with that. And then, you know, you have all of everything going all in one instead of having a bunch of different marketing companies. I mean, you already know how we work as a company, how we communicate, which is probably one of the biggest things, I would say, with any marketing company. So that really is also one of the benefits of it.
Okay, so scheduling, chatbots, the five pages.
Yes.
And then how many keywords do you guys help us rank for?
So with the local SEO, it's up to 15 keyword phrases, just as long as they're services you offer. So they're actual phrases, like, you know, roofing near me, or if you're doing a specific type of roofing, or, you know, Yeah, so it that would be actual keyword phrases, not just individual words.
Okay, and those keyword phrases, the content for those would live on our website.
Well, also within the Google Business profile itself. So that's what they're optimizing onto the first page, and then your website would be attached to that and actually gain some traction from being there. Because you can do typically with the website, if you're only doing SEO for the website, it would show up below the map section, like within like Yelp and Angie and all of those places. And that's typically very, very expensive, and it takes a long time. So, I mean, this will actually get you some traction much quicker with the Google Business Profile and optimizing your website there onto that first page, which is actually where 9 out of 10 of the buying decisions are happening anyways. I mean, like for you, for instance, you know, I mean, if you're searching for something and you just see, you know, some wording with a website, right, you're probably going to be more likely to press on something that actually has a profile where you can see some reviews, you know, click to call. You know, I mean, if you had a place to get directions, you know, stuff like that. People, what they want to see is an actual profile that they can call and check them out a little bit right there off the bat instead of just seeing, you know, a name of a company and then pressing on that and seeing a website. You know, it gives them no context per se. So that's why most of the buying decisions are starting and stopping with the companies there on that map section of Google, which is not quite as expensive. And it happens much quicker. So we get you results with that within 30 to 45 days, where the organic section, again, it would take, sometimes I've seen that take up to 6 months before seeing anything from it.
Got it. Okay, So for example, like I just clicked on roofing or roofers near me.
Mm-hmm.
And so what you're talking about is where it says sponsored?
No, so that's the Google Ads where it says sponsored. So what I'm talking about is I'll put it in for your zip code. So you'll see Google guaranteed, you see sponsored. The only thing I see in your zip code is something that says limited time roofing discount, which is a Google ad. And then below that is where it says businesses, and that's where we would have you listed with the Houston Roofing and Construction, JV Roofing Solutions, Moss Roofing Houston. And then below that, that's where you get the organic listing. So, I mean, of course, I do see one website here, Roofer Houston, Texas. They're also on the first page of the map section. So, you know, they're probably putting a good chunk of money into their ad spend here, but then you'll get like Angie, Yelp, Home Advisor. And then below that is typically sometimes where your website might appear. But I mean, really nobody is going that far down to look for a roofer. It's just something in us that we like instant gratification, right? So if I'm looking for a roofer, personally, I'm going to Google Guaranteed or the map section. You know, because within the map section, I can see their businesses, and within Google Guaranteed, I can see their businesses, see their reviews, you know, see who they are as a company. Those are the two sections that have the most buying power out of listing and spending ad, like money into marketing.
Got you. Yeah, I mean, it makes sense what you're saying. It makes sense. The only thing I'm afraid of is, okay, well, like we stop spending, you know, money with you guys, and then essentially we get kicked off the rank, you know? Whereas
no,
the other one.
That's not true. So your everything you do with us, Eddie, within SEO, whether you're with us for 3 months or, you know, a year, you still have those impressions and that traction there on Google itself. Right? So we just don't do the content creation. You'll still have the Google Business Profile, the, all of the other content that we create for you. That's not going to just disappear. You would still have that traction, build those reviews. I mean, your ranking might drop a little, but you're not going to completely lose it. you know, because you still have those impressions and clicks that stay with you and your profile for as long as you have it. So it's building on that content creation and continuing to maintain you there at the top. But I mean, that doesn't mean that if you stop with us, you just disappear off Google. You're still going to be there.
I will just be a little bit further down.
Yeah, most likely, yes. Yeah, you would most likely drop it since we're not doing any of the content creation and continuing to maintain you there, because that does take constant work. But you know, again, those the profile itself. Once you get those reviews, at every click that you get on your profile, those are considered the impressions that build upon your profile and maintaining you there on that first page.
How many roofing companies do you guys manage on this area?
Well, so as of right now, in the Houston area, I don't actually see. Let's see here. Yeah, right now I don't see anyone right there in that zip code. So we only would work with you in that area. So once we actually start working with you, we would close it out. Then we wouldn't work with anybody in that zip code. We can expand it up to like 25 miles for the local SEO. The Facebook gives you about a 50 mile radius.
You said 50 mile radius?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the way that those work, Eddie, just so you know, is they're retargeted ads. So when somebody looks for your services within your service area anywhere online and they go to their Facebook, then your ad will be popping up there. So that basically Facebook recognizes that person as a potential client for you, and then they show your ad there.
Okay, so what platforms do you guys use to create the website?
WordPress.
Okay. All right, that's good.
Which is pretty common. You know, it's definitely one of the better ones. I really like our own website is made through WordPress, so we do all WordPress.
Since we have our domain, I mean, essentially it's already Sharpline Roofing, and I mean it's a pretty good domain for our company. What would happen to the domain?
We can still use it. You purchased the domain, you own it, right?
Yes.
Yeah, we can use your domain name.
And what happens to the existing website? Does it just get deleted or what?
Well, so yeah, I mean, basically, since we would be taking over the domain, it would be essentially erasing the content.
Okay.
I mean, and again, to be clear, us taking over the domain just means creating the content. It's still your domain. Like, that'll always be your domain. We don't own it. We just manage it.
Okay. And so you guys are going to do, you said you're going to do the pixel?
Like the video?
No, the pixel for Facebook? So let's say if I start Facebook ads, on our Facebook profile, you guys are gonna have a way to delete on our website that are coming through Facebook, or
like a link? You mean like a link directly to your website?
Yeah, like for example, because I'm planning on running also like Facebook ads.
Uh huh.
And so for like a service based business like ours, typically, I would try to get more leads and sales as kind of like our goal.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of the time, you know, that means directing the people from Facebook to our online website.
Right.
And they're, okay. And yeah, like they're capturing their contact information as a lead. But, you know, it's important for us to know where this lead is coming from. Well, is it coming from Facebook? Is it coming from Nextdoor? Is it coming from Yelp?
Yeah. So in your reporting dashboard, actually, if you are on that right now, or if you can access it, I can show you exactly where you would see it. Hold on. One second. Let me log in. Even though you just have the Google Ads on your reporting dashboard, you can still see what the Facebook ads would show you. So do you have the ability to log into that right now?
To the Local Splash reporting dashboard?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah, okay, I'm on here.
Okay, so at are you on a computer or on a phone?
Computer.
So you see at the top where it says Facebook ads?
I do see where it says Facebook ads struggling to find new customers or Google Ads account specialist is ready to help.
Okay, well, so as of right now, since you don't have Facebook ads, it's not going to show it, but this is where you would see it. You would go to Facebook ads, and there it shows you where the searches are being performed from, even the gender of the people that are searching, and then it captures the leads there. So you'll be able to see everything on that Facebook ad tab. Of how people are searching for you, where they're searching from you from, who's contacting you. You'll have all that information there.
Okay. The other thing is, what was I going to ask? I completely forgot.
Well, too, just while we're on the dashboard, too, the Google Insights, you'll be able to see that for all of the Google stuff we create. So the search keywords, the impressions, you know, direct requests, the amount of people that visit your website, that call you, that see, you know, images, that view the images. So you'll be able to search see all of those analytics for the Google SEO right there as well. So, I mean, it's just right now your dashboard is, you know, you're only doing it for Google Guaranteed, so you only see the leads coming in from Google Guaranteed, but there is analytics for everything else that we do. So we don't want you to just, you know, take our word for all of it, Eddie. You know, I mean, absolutely, you should be able to see everything going on with your account. And with that, like I said, there's the section that says website. So on here, it would show your website. Then you would be able to go to the website URL and make changes to that if you want to. I mean, again, of course, we can take care of all of that for you, but you have the ability to change anything to your website at any given time.
Okay. The other thing, too, is with Google local ads. Can you explain the difference between that and Google Guaranteed?
Google Local Service Ads is the same thing as Google Guaranteed.
And so, how do we get on Google Guaranteed for our roofing business? Like, what would be the roadmap for that?
So you can start with us. It would just be the same process. It would, since it's a different business, you would still have to do the application fee. I can tell you the price per lead. And you are licensed and insured with that company, right?
Essentially what we're trying to do, like starting off 2024, is we already have the company registered with the state of Texas. The only thing left to do is to insure the company and then get the bank account, because we haven't actually performed any roofs yet. And
okay.
So that's the goal, like get the insurance, the bank account for that company, and then the all that red tape. Essentially, starting 2024.
Well, so for Google Guaranteed, it looks like for the area, all you need is a background check and insurance. So, you know, of course, the insurance would have to, meet or exceed state requirements. That's usually always what it says. Yeah, meet or exceed state requirements for roofing in the state of Texas. But yeah, it doesn't look like you need any licensing. You just need insurance and to pass a background check.
What so if we start with the ACO program, how soon can we apply for the Google Guarantee?
So you could start the application process now. You can absolutely go through that. Of course, you would have to get your insurance, but at least if you pay for the application fee, then you can just start that whenever. It's just basically it's building upon your reviews once we get you the Google Business Profile and building upon those. So if you wanted to do that, Eddie, if you wanted to do the Google Guaranteed, pay for the application fee and then do the SEO, I could at least waive that setup fee for you. So that actually will save you like $100. I mean, if you think of it kind of off of the price of the Google Guaranteed application. So, that I know I could get my boss to approve that if you wanted to do that.
Yeah, because I mean, Google Guarantee is kind of like a no-brainer.
Yeah, I know it. I'm so glad that you see that. I know when I talked to you last time, I just told you I love Google Guaranteed. I love what it does for companies. I mean, it really, once you're a trusted, vetted company through Google itself, people will see that and want to call you. But you do have to build upon your online presence to be relevant online to, get onto the Google Guaranteed program. So it would be starting the process, getting you the Google Business Profile, helping you to generate some reviews. Of course, you can get reviews from anyone. But for to be authentic, it does help to get them from current clients or maybe people you've worked with in the past. So there is that option. Just getting some reviews is really one of the most important things and getting going with that.
What are we looking for the grand total to get this going?
So if you want to do the Google Guaranteed and the local SEO for the holiday special with that waived, it would be, hold on one second,
$499.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. When do you need a decision to take advantage of this holiday special?
So it's going on this week. I mean, how long do you think you might need?
I gotta go and open up our bank account with the roofing business so we can expense it out.
Okay.
And so that's probably, I can do that. I can't do that today, but I can do that tomorrow.
Okay.
That's tomorrow, Thursday, so Friday the 29th.
Okay, so you think you could be ready by Friday?
Yeah, because I already have my tax identification number. I already applied for that, and I already have that. I just got to run to the bank, create a bank account, and fund the account so we can, do the transaction through there. Otherwise, okay. It's gonna go on our a personal bank account, and I don't want that.
Okay. That's. I mean, you can always change it too. So, if you wanted to just get everything started on this card number, then we can always change it once you get everything up with your other account.
Yeah, it's just that I definitely do wanna. Get that account going, the business bank account going.
Okay.
But no, honestly, I think you're right. And we can always, because what I'm trying to, what I'm thinking is we can create the blog
like ourselves and just post them on through WordPress, and then but still have you guys do the Google My Business profile and all that with the local SEO and you know, kind of like play the long play through on our back end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, and I'm always really excited to help you guys out. So, I mean, you know, it's whatever we can do. I mean, I really think that this will be the best decision for your company in doing the Google Guaranteed and the SEO. I mean, it's really where you're going to actually get the jobs, you know, especially
so
if you guys are just starting out.
How much are we going to look at as far as monthly expenses?
Okay, so the lead cost to get to that, and just so you know, it probably is going to be a little bit more expensive for the roofing industry. So it looks like the lead cost is $70.67, and then the minimum monthly is $9.22 for the first month. And then you know how it works from there. You pay for the lead. I mean, you're already familiar with how it works, but that would be the minimum monthly $9.22.
Hello?
And then the lead.
Hello, can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
That was weird. I don't know what happened. I think maybe, well, anyways, did you hear what I said?
No. So you said the only thing I heard is that $9.22 as the minimum monthly. But that's
yeah.
A Google Guarantee, correct?
Right. So, basically, just to kind of break it down, the first month is $4.99. Then once your Google Guaranteed account is up and running, let's just say to make it easy that it's, the second month, right, with the $2.49, then it would be, $11.71. And then the third month, you know, you pay for the lead, right? So if you took on just one lead the third month with the SEO, it would be $3.19.
But that's okay. So, and correct me if I'm wrong. So the price for the Google Guarantee leads and the price for the SEO leads is different, or how does that work?
Well, the $2.49 is just a flat monthly rate. So that would be just month to month. That's a flat monthly rate. That never, so whether, you know, from the SEO, Eddie, if you get 50 calls or 500 calls, it's all the same price. So that'll never change on you. The Google Guaranteed is just separate in the way that you pay for it. So you pay for the quality of the call, right? So you know what qualifies a lead. And then, that lead cost would be $70.67.
Okay, so the SEO is $2.49 monthly, and that's essentially ongoing, no matter what, and the leads through that we don't pay individually. They just, I mean, whatever leads we get through there, they don't cost anything, correct?
Right. That's just that flat monthly rate. That's a fixed rate. Once you get into that price, it'll never go up on you as long as you're with us. And that would stay that. So it'd be that $2.49. But it is, you know, everything we do here has no contracts. So it's just month to month. No contracts, no hidden fees. With the SEO portion, we ask everybody to give it at least 2 months, especially with the Google Guaranteed side of it, just so you can get the most added benefit from it and see a return on your investment. But that doesn't mean that you're in a contract or you're paying 2 months up front. So it would just be that month to month.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. I understand essentially everything. So let me go ahead and create this this bank account, and then can you give us a call on Friday?
Sure. What time works for you?
The earlier, the better. I mean, I don't know how early you get in.
I get in here at 7, which is like 9 o'clock your time.
Okay, that's fine. Let's do 9.
Okay. Perfect. Okay, perfect, Eddie. I'll give you a call on Friday at 9 a.m., and we'll go ahead and get everything all set up, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you, Jesse.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Eddie. Bye.
All right. Well.